we get better from. And I think we the things like penalties and turnovers and missed assignments, formational things, motion things, we didn't really have a ton of those, couple here and there. But the main things, I thought we did a pretty good job at staying clean in a first game, which is always kind of the battle.
Offensively, a bit of a slow start, and then you guys kick it into gear in the second and third quarters, five straight touchdowns. What did you like about that stretch, and what were you able to do so effectively?
Yeah, I mean, I think we went three and out in the first drive, and then from then on, I think we just we started clicking a little bit. I think we played clean. I think we had a couple of explosive plays in there. I think Bryant did a nice job at doing their best to keep the big plays limited. I think that was kind of their plan, it seemed. They were sitting back a little bit and making us drive it. And once we kind of figured that out, we started to drive it. But those are the games where you really have to stay clean, because they're trying to force you to make those mistakes eventually. And luckily we had that ability in the middle of the game in particular to kind of take those long drives and make them work.
First question this morning from Andy Waller. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, when you have a game like that, especially a season opener where a lot of different guys made plays, contributed, scored touchdowns, how does that really help, just team morale and growth when you're moving forward?
Yeah, it's a lot of times we have, the best laid plans, and we go into a game saying we really want to get, a bunch of guys touches, this many reps for these guys. We want to show a bunch of different things, and sometimes the whether it be the length of drives or the flow of the game, sometimes those things don't always come to fruition. And we had a chance to, I think, really put some things on tape that we needed to see. I think we had a chance to line up in different formations and give different guys touches, and then on defensive side of the ball, rotate guys in, and get a chance for guys to get meaningful snaps early in the game and see how they performed. And I think the fact that we were able to do that, and we had guys perform as well as we wanted them to in a lot of those situations, I think that's a it's a great thing. It speaks volumes to how well we came out of camp, and that we coached, well during camp. And those, our assistant coaches did a great job at getting guys prepared for those situations to be ready to go in a first game.
Next question from Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Morning. Morning, Coach.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, from about the mid third quarter on, it seemed like the running game, the line really started opening up some bigger holes. Was that a case, so you think, of wearing down Bryant, or did Coach Rogers just make some adjustments to the blocking that that caused that to happen?
Yeah, I don't know that that's statistically the way it worked out or not. I think both of those things are probably viable answers to that. I do think that we did start to probably wear him down a little bit. It was a long halftime, and I know that it's disadvantageous to be an away team during a lightning delay like that for an hour and a half. We have a whole sports performance team that does a great job, and our we have a team of nutritionists that were running around giving us food and making sure we were fueled. And I'm sure that was not necessarily the case for an away team. And so I think that helps. And then of course we always do a great job. Coach Rogers always does a great job making adjustments. And I think we did have some solid runs in the first half as well. There was a little bit less need for it here and there. And then when we started to lean on them a little bit toward the end, it did seem to pop a couple. And then we also just had some guys make some really nice runs. I mean, that run that Saeed had his touchdown on, I mean, that was not it wasn't extremely blocked perfectly, I'll tell you that much. There was about three missed tackles that Saeed ran through and kind of created that one on his own. But we also had some ones where, man, did we block really well and get to the second level, even the third level at times. And I think we kind of did a good job blocking downfield as well at the receiver position.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin Chesley. Good morning, Ches.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan, just want to check on the status of Brock Gingrich. How serious is his injury, and will he be able to play again for you guys?
Yeah, he'll play again this year. It might be a minute. Yeah, he will not play this week.
Thank you. Now, let me follow up, Coach. You know, what is the most important thing for you guys to get out of having the open date this week and you know, an extra week to prepare for your next game? What's, you know, what's got to be the right mindset practice wise and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very unique to have 1 week too. And you know, I don't hate it. If it was our only one, I might be a little upset about it, but we actually are lucky enough to have another one later in the season because we're only playing 11. And so, you know, I think it's kind of worked out okay for us that we got a chance to have a great camp, then have a good opener, and then get a chance to make corrections and hopefully gain some ground. And, you know, not only have some, you know, recovery and rest time, but also, you know, kind of continue to grow as a team and continue to get better and continue to kind of have an extension of camp here. And in particular for the younger guys, the guys that didn't get as significant amount of reps in the first game, hopefully we can continue to grow and, you know, get a little bit more comfortable in the offense and the defense and the special teams. So I think, you know, rest, recovery, and then obviously improvement, because, you know, we don't want to regret any part of this week going into the rest of the season.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
You got it.
Brian, you had some new guys out at the receiver position, lost some pretty talented guys from a year ago, but Ryan O'Connor did a great job spreading the ball around. JoJo with 7 catches, Max Patterson and Jalen Witcher with 5 apiece. How did you think your receiving group looked?
I think they did a really nice job. You know, I think, again, that was one of those question mark position groups for us as far as experience wasn't necessarily there, even though we thought the talent might be. And I think they did a nice job. You know, they kind of played within themselves. Nobody tried to do too much. They lined up correctly, did their job. And then, you know, when you have an offensive line blocking as well as they did the other day, and a quarterback who can process as well as he can, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're out there spreading the ball around, because that's the way the offense works when it's clean. And it was pretty impressive to see that happen, to see, you know, Ryan do such a great job back there, just finding the open men. And then when their numbers were called, you know, we had very, very few missed opportunities out there out wide. And so really proud of those guys. You know, and they put a lot of work into it, and we have to continue to get better and continue to create those explosive plays, but let them come to us, right? But not by trying to do too much. The offense will build those in as long as we have the talent in the right spot and they make the play.
Got a follow-up from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach, same question regarding the tight ends. You know, Sessoms is the holdover, but, you know, two new guys besides him. How do you think that group did?
I think very good. You know, I'm very, very pleased with where the tight end group is. I think as a whole, again, have depth there. And, you know, I think Caleb did a nice job, you know, making a couple of plays in the pass game. And I think all three of them blocked fairly well. And we got a couple more guys that I think can go in there at that position as well. So happy with that position.
Thank you.
Brian, before I let you go, just one more. We didn't talk a ton about the defense, but you were able to play a lot of different guys on that side of the ball. You helped Brian to just 67 yards on the ground with the number of guys you rotated in. How did you feel like the defense performed?
I think they performed very well. You know, again, just like the offense, I think there's things that we need to clean up here and there. One or two too many explosives toward the end of the game. But, you know, I think that's just a product of getting some guys' experience as well. And, you know, I think when you go against a well-coached team that's sound and does a great job, you know, kind of schematically on offense like Bryant does, you know, it was great to go out there and kind of shut them down early and make sure that, you know, we made them drive the field on us and then got them into some situations with some sacks. I mean, if we gain turnovers and we don't turn the ball over, we're going to win a lot of football games. And so when you have 0 turnovers and 0 sacks on offense and then 2 turnovers and 3 sacks on defense, that's going to be a recipe for success.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time today. Make good use.